Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a hot tub in the backyard, which is our
time machine.
It's a hot tub. Back to Jamestown.
We travel to Jamestown. We can travel into the future.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not post-apocalyptic.
No.
It's nice.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That's great.
If we get 10 more years out of Mike before he has a heart attack, then that'll be the greatest run of runs.
Right.
Since your weight loss, 20 easy.
Yeah, but we're still going to start banking shows in 9 years, just in case.
This is the way I would love you to reframe that, at least when it comes to me. If it's great for me, it's great for you.
No candy.
No, you can't ask him to do that.
Anyway,
didn't the marriage counselor say that in Marriage Number Two?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
My son has gaming on the brain, and, that's his thing. It's his trip.
He's
his
still
joy.
Strictly Fortnite, or has he graduated?
No, because he wanted... desperately the brand new Call of Duty.
Yes.
So his attitude, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, has been problematic, and then he kind of came around a little bit, and then I realized the coming around was for the fact that he wanted something. And but I like the way he started. He said, "Dad, if I pay you back with my dog walking money, can I?" And that's how he approached it. Without even saying, "Hey, gimme, gimme," and I like that. I said, "Listen, if you change your attitude, and you show me that everything's cool, schoolwork doesn't come into play because schoolwork is always great with him. Fortunately,
and it's also to be expected, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't usually reward good schoolwork. That's to be expected.
Yes and no. It depends.
All right,
on the circumstances. But no, I mean, he's
we never did with Robert, but then we never had to. So
he's good in. What do you mean you never had to?
Well, the good rewarding good schoolwork.
Yeah, well, that I think that contradicts what you were saying is to be expected, right?
Well, you can expect a lot of things.
Yeah, with Julia, you had no problem.
No, not at all. To this day, no problem.
Except, with the Dillinger phase, which was her basic, probably around the same age Michael is now with his attitude phase, right?
I think she was a hair younger. Yeah.
Oh, younger. Yeah. Okay.
So she was a jelly bean, Mike.
Julia Jelly Bean was her.
Julia Jelly Bean, yeah.
Her nom de plume that she snuck
That's
around
it.
At. So I said, okay, if the attitude changes a little bit, I will advance you this and you will be able to pay me back either with your dog walking money or by adding to your regular list of tasks that you have in the house. And it's just, it's parenting 101. That's the way it is. So finally, he cops a tude. I think it was Sunday. I think that's when the tube, and I said, "You were going to get it tomorrow. That's going to be Tuesday night now."
I remember this, yes.
And so he's like, and Sunday night was just a cluster F. And then rolls home yesterday, concerned, nervous, uptight, overly prepared perhaps for his social studies test, which was for a 10-year-old, I looked at the questions and I looked at the studying, some serious study habits. Good for him. And 100.
What was the topicality?
Jamestown.
That's the worst era of it.
Why? It was the thirstiest era.
No, I like when we go. Once we become a nation, that's when it's good.
Thirstiest is funny. Where they're all drinking mead and ale.
Yes, lots of ale.
Only 100 in the class. On his
that's great.
On his social studies test, I'm really, really psyched about that. And then he said, "When can I get the Call of Duty?" Like this is long after we got the results on the test. I said, "You get it tonight." I said, "Your attitude's better, and I think you get a reward on the test." He said, "Which one?" He said, "The updated one. I mean, the big one or the little one? They're two tiers like all these video games." I said, "You get the big one."
The expansion
and he's all
pack?
Psyched. So We're chilling.
Extra $30.
And
what are the bonuses that come with the big one?
Exactly.
I was a gamer once. I know.
Well, I mean, does it come with a T-shirt? What is it? What makes it better?
No, it's out of your depth. You're going to make fun of it. It's not.
No, not necessarily. Because remember, my son is a gamer, so I'm curious. What is?
Then you should know.
I know. I don't. So
why are you not interested in your son's life? You don't know what he does when he's paying an extra $30 for his games. He's getting expansion packs. He's getting unique maps to
expansion
that
expansion pack being the key word here.
Yes.
Okay. And that's not out goods. Of my depth. That's not out of my depth.
Yes, but it's expansion pack for any video game has been around for 20 years since I was gaming.
All right, very good.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. So, as you know, I came into the show either Monday or yesterday, where I was worn out.
And you were mad yesterday.
I was
fussy,
really,
cross.
Really kind of worn down by the circumstances, and that carried into yesterday morning from the previous night. So I was really just still burned on it, and I was really happy that the day went the way it went yesterday. I was really psyched about the test. I was psyched about the change in attitude. Really, really cool. But I knew that once the reward was doled out, that, you know, it'll slide again. It does. A psychotherapist once told me, you can never get enough of what won't satisfy you. And I think that is food, booze, sex, any of the vices we have, weed, anything you have. You can't get enough of it if you get obsessed with it. It'll never satisfy you completely. I put video games squarely in that same category, that you can't do that. So I know the other shoe's going to drop. Now, meanwhile, what I hadn't been talking about is that we have a hot tub in the backyard, which is our, I'd say next to the kitchen, is our most cherished possession because... Yeah.
It's
a hot tub time. We travel.
Back to Jamestown.
We travel to Jamestown. And we can travel into the future.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not post-apocalyptic.
No.
It's nice.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That's great.
A positive outlook.
Everybody has hair like Donald Trump in the future.
Yeah.
That is great. I'm going.
But it's real. It's not a comb over. It's real blonde hair.
It just grows.
So
my hair grows.
With electric.
My hair grows.
Mike, I've spent time with you in that hot tub. It's glorious.
It is the only
topless
thing he was. It is the only thing that I chose. Well, it broke. I tried to fix it and I couldn't. And the electric is going to it, but the gas is not. And I'm hearing it go ting. Obviously something's not firing. Flash forward, got to get the guy out. The guy.
Yeah, Johnny Hot.
There's always a guy. The guy comes out, says, he looked at it. We don't do that kind of work. That's when they charged me $150. I call back. I'm like, so you're telling me you did a service call for that amount of money, and you are part of my regular servicing on this this whole complex, and you're charging me, and you didn't fix it. They said, that's a kind of an interesting way to do business. That's all I said. I got a call back in 5 minutes. We are going to refund you the service.
Good. You're your own advocate. Thank
Attaboy.
And it speaks to sometimes they're so used to, especially this time of year, that if you chill about it, because I was bummed, but I wasn't going to fight the battle. If they wanted to screw me, they could screw me. They were nice enough to do that. And I think they understood that if they had done it that way, I'd get another company to do the regular work. That would have been.
Yeah.
So they
you
tell
could
me,
become a problem.
A problem.
Yeah.
A very big problem.
I love the fact that you were, by comparison, a cheerful customer. And you were rewarded for that.
That's
because
true.
Because you got so many cranky old people.
I wasn't
people
cheerful.
Down there.
I was
he was passive aggressive.
But I'm saying is that on the scale of what they deal with, he probably was one of the most cheerful calls they got all day.
The call goes well. I get the satisfaction I want, and they give me a reco on the individual that's going to come out and fix it. That's the gas people that deal with the crap that blows up. So they charge a fortune. It takes a while, but finally, and they don't communicate. They're a bad communicating company. So I see the guy when I'm pulling out of the driveway, and then when I get back, he's gone, and no email, no text, no nothing. I call yesterday, and I said, the guy I think was out here, even though I knew he was out here.
Yeah.
I just want to know if it was fixed. It was fixed. It's fixed. Then my controller, which is Wi-Fi, is not connected. So I got to go back out to the thing and reset it, and it works. And now I'm really excited because after about a month and a half of not having this thing available with the real kind of cold snap we have in the evening, that's what we like to do. That's what it's a sleep aid. It really is. It's just
relaxes
you up and stuff like that.
When you called the lady or whoever was the receptionist at the gas company, when she answered the phone, did she say, "Wait,
hold on, pull water out"? You got a dart in your neck, man.
The leak has been fixed.
Here's the weird thing. So I call, they confirm he fixed it, and then I get a voicemail from the same guy saying, "Hey, I was out yesterday. I fixed it." You know, hey, in fairness to anybody doing anything down here right now,
you got it fixed.
They're working their asses off.
Yeah, sure.
They have a short window to do it, to hustle and make the money, but that doesn't mean that they're not absolutely overstretched. So you kind of, I feel for the people that are slaying the dragon. You know, they bitch about the people coming down here, but they rely on the people, the locusts who fly in and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking last night, after I take Michael to register for Pop Warner football, being dad duty, and the attitude is still good, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be good. And the attitude is still good post-purchase, which is usually, I've had it happen very, very quickly. I fire up the hot tub time machine.
Yes.
And it heats up 99 degrees. 99 degrees. It is
ideal.
Hot. It is hot. I get in there. Carla's going to be joining me in there. Hey.
Look at
it. It's Chateau Relaxo. And I don't have a lot of, real joys. That's just a simple pleasure that I am very blessed and lucky to have.
As it bubbles, is there any overwhelming smell of gas?
No.
Good.
He's on the other
That's
side.
That's safe.
He's just doing his Matthew Perry. He's just like hanging out, relaxing.
Hanging out. No alcohol,
life.
No nothing. But I hear, the gas heater makes this. You guys heard it.
Yeah.
It goes.
Yeah.
Like a jet engine. I like it. It's just hearing it working, and it's like I chill out, and then Michael bursts through the door and goes, Dad, the megs for the upload, for the download, I've got a one. And he looks at me, I've got a one. Like looking at me like I'm Comcast.
Right.
Like I'm the culprit.
Fix it. Yeah.
And it went on for about 5 minutes. I'm in my Chateau Relaxo place, and I said something that I don't often say to him. I said, I don't care about your download right now. I am relaxing. It is, I will look into it later. As it turns out, the world bitches about these Call of Duty downloads because there's so
space. It takes 4 hours.
It takes at least 4 hours.
If you're lucky. It doesn't matter how fast your internet is.
It's the amount of crap.
Yeah. You got to load it all up. You got to.
And think about Call of Duty. Think about how much info is on
that. He should know this.
Yeah,
he's the kid.
He's still cranky, though. He doesn't like it.
You best believe there's a different world in the Fantana household when I grew up.
I said, in my humble opinion, some of the meanest things I've said to my son. You know,
good.
I said, I looked at him in the eye, and I said, let me tell you something, young man.
Oh,
I'm about to flip on you. And when I flip on you, it's not going to be a pleasant.
What do you mean?
I said, I'm about to stop being the dad you know and be the dad you don't like.
You have a certain set of skills.
That's right.
I have a set of skills. Mm-hmm. Skills that make me a nightmare for a kid like you.
Yeah.
So, listen, if you get out of the way and let me enjoy my hot tub, we'll forget about this. But if you continue to argue about how bad our internet is when I've got a fabulous podcast doing internet speed, I will find you and I will kill you.
You would find his gaming system.
And then I will throw it out the window.
No, you throw it in the pool while you're in the hot tub.
Yeah. The PC. And by the way, when I think PC.
And then you say, how many dog walks is that?
That's right.
Do that now.
Buster.
I think about PCs in a very difficult way for a variety of reasons.
No.
But anywho, well, it's just
personal computers.
It's a personal computer, but I am a Mac person. And
yeah.
I
oh, yeah. PCs
with,
are yeah. the worst if you're going to be
communicating
PC,
to you
yes.
with a Mac now. That's
yeah,
how
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. If it was a PC, it'd be like 10 calls to Bloom and no answer.
Exactly. So he leaves. And
his own Call of Duty.
I looked into it and find out the bitch threads, by the way. And I don't like going into the land of nerd. Because it takes a while to get the right thread. It takes a while to get the, well, yes, really. Yeah. My particular issue. And something along the lines of the conspiracy theory is that Call of Duty takes so much space up on a PC because they don't want you to play any other games. I didn't buy into that.
No, if you don't, if you're not hardwired either way, it takes forever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oops. Please don't say that in front of my son.
He's not hardwired?
He's not hardwired.
Oh, that's 8 hours. Tell him to go to bed and then go to school and then figure it out when he gets home.
Yeah, check with us on Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Remember the dude that came into the garage, Oscar?
Yeah.
Remember where the router is?
Yeah, it was expensive.
It's but I could probably run it up through, you know, do a little hole. And
do you think he's
you know
earned
what I
that
could do?
Privilege?
What's that?
Think he's earned that privilege after all of this?
Yeah, maybe last week.
I might just do the old out the window trick.
Like I do it, my parents.
Yeah.
Not my sisters.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You down with that? You think
I throw it out
good?
The window and push
oh,
it right
back.
Oh, by
the way, your name was invoked, too.
Yeah.
Your name was invoked.
He should have called me. I said, hey, crocodile tears.
I call you enough. My wife calls you now. My wife is involved in this show. I am not going to waste your time.
I would have settled it. It would have been quick.
I got plenty of bones to pick with you on a weekly basis. Yeah. I ain't bothering your ass for a download speed for a video game. It ain't happening.
I was at the office with Rob Ford and one of our wonderful editors. So I would have answered happily.
But I know you would have. You're a good godfather. You're very.
Yes.
But he doesn't deserve that. And that is... This is business time when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I got you.
So I didn't want to do that, but I think I'll roll it out the window. I think I got enough Ethernet cable.
Throw it out the window, take it around the side, and if you ever have an issue when that happens, just make sure that there's not like a critter that got to the cable or anything like that before you rip out the
It's easy.
It's or a neighbor.
The rooms are side by side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
there's a bathroom in between.
If he ever gets abducted... Because the window was cracked for the cable.
Right.
You'll know why.
Well, you know, I mean, we got a gated neighborhood. So, you know, if the creepy crawler gets
in.
It
pays your money,
you know,
it takes your risks. It's what life is about.
I'm not going to, you know, for this show, it's
the
a
wet
different
bandits.
Animal. You know, and they, by the way.
W-E-T-T.
They did a pretty decent job, didn't they?
They did
hardwiring this room?
Yeah.
Oh, what that guy did. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, I've handled many handyman and a commercial for as many moves as we've made for Podville.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good dude.
The guy that came in was so surgical.
Yep.
And so, like, thoughtful and really effing.
And into it that he was doing at this show.
But he was into how methodical he was about, this is where I'm going to place this because this is where it should be for your needs.
Yeah.
Most people are like this. Oh, you want it right here? Okay. They don't even ask you what you're going to use it for.
Yep.
No. And they want to do what's easiest for them. There was none of that.
It was great.
Yeah, he was good.
Like the guy that charged me $1 million for a $28 part, a gas valve.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Oof.
Brutal. Yeah.
By the way, kids, it doesn't just apply to college and education.
Yeah.
Even if you're a tradesman. Get as educated as you can, because the more skill sets you have as a tradesman, for example, a regular plumber or a gas plumber, you know, it's up a tier. You go up a tier.
I just started getting into the electrical game. I got a volume meter. I changed a switch at my parents' house.
Electrical game. Isn't it nice that he's adopted some phrases that are elderly phrases that you and
I
use, Rob?
I love it.
I got into the electrical game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got tired of calling that outfit, so I got into the electrical game.
Yeah. I'm going to be a good outfit when it comes to changing
that
changing
outfit
out switches.
Is crooked. I got to put in my own switch.
If they can't accommodate my wife's 75th birthday, we'll go up to the bonefish. My favorite one that I've ever heard is a million years ago. I heard
the
that.
Bonefish.
They can't handle it. That's no problem. I'll go up to the bonefish.
That's a good outfit.
Yeah, I'll go to the Carrabba's and get a chicken parm. They're lovely. There you go.
But you've heard that same conversation at the club?
There was a long time ago at one of the other Happy Valleys that I had down here. And he was, what they do down here, it's on the news.
Yeah.
And I have pointedly tried to avoid my regular diatribe on snowbirds coming down here. But I will tell you on the news.
Yes.
On the news, there are distinct categories. We have Trump's victory in New Hampshire, followed
by the way, congratulations, President, yes.
Donald, followed by the various crimes that happen. And then it's usually a good 8 to 10 minutes of something involving old people whining.
Oh.
You know, and it'll be some lady that's standing out in her front yard going, we have been enjoying this view. And if they put that pole in there, I'm not going to be. I mean, and I look at the TV and I just go,
I've lived here since 2018 and always enjoyed having a sidewalk.
I get most of my news either from my phone or for that 30 minutes. And 60 minutes, the 30 minutes of, or 22 minutes of Lester Holt.
Yeah, that noted French person,
and then 60 minutes on Sunday. But the majority is on my phone, and I get Fort Myers news on my phone. And, and 2 days ago, I said, a lucky lady wins $1 million in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
And I like click through, and I'm like, please let it be Carla O'Meara. Mike will be so much happier.
Yeah.
And then, I click through, and then it's a 29-year-old, I guess, young lady won a scratcher of $1 million.
That a local one. That's a local, and that's awesome for me. I love that.
You have a lot of scratchers.
You've ever
in
won
Florida,
on a scratcher,
don't you?
The most
I've ever won on a scratcher.
Yes.
We won $1,000 one time.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah, we had to go to the lottery office to collect.
Jesus,
that's a big
How about
deal.
You, Oscar?
I think maybe $100 or $150.
Yeah, I got 50 once.
Yeah,
it's nothing I ever had to go to an office for.
Yeah, nothing that you had to make a trip to the outfit.
In the world I live in now, I'll be sitting there just diving into my computer at night, and I'll look over and I see Carly going.
Good for her.
She rolled out and said, hey, she's a,
good for
her. She's a breadwinner.
You can't win if you don't play, Mike.
And she's doing a great job for the show. I'm very happy with what she's doing for the show. But yeah, these people, there's a lot going on. The most recent was, what's funny is expanding like a school, like services that happen down here. And you see, like, if they do that, they're going to come in. It's all NIMBY stuff, not in my backyard.
Sure.
People that don't want anything done. And then, the various heinous crime. It's multifold. They're layers of Florida that you experience down here. And I've said it before. The children, remember this. This is important. The children of the greatest generation, I'm in this category. The children of the greatest generation are brats. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are all brats because we had it great. We had it great for a long, long time, and it's
have
an
you
amazing
seen
trip.
The Mike the there's a problem in the real estate market for the younger generation because your generation is not selling their homes.
Yeah,
and it's clutting up the market because there's not enough. You don't have the money
what?
To build.
Clutting is that clouding,
Mike? It's clouding up the market because what's happened is that they're not putting their houses up for sale and moving to environments that are suited for old people or dying. Nobody's dying anymore. And there's no houses.
But they aren't. It is stunning.
Yeah, but they're primarily not selling their houses because
they like them.
Of the interest rate that they have on their houses.
No, they're paid off, though.
I didn't know most people's old people's houses were paid off.
Yeah, well, after 30 years,
I would imagine that that's it in all cities all over America. If you're 75, 80, and you've been in the house for a while, you've paid off your mortgage.
I should ask my parents.
If they paid off their house? I guarantee your parents have long since paid off their house.
I don't know.
Did you ever think about that?
The longest path.
How long have they been there, roughly, in the house?
20 years?
Maybe not. Maybe not quite. If they got a conventional, maybe they haven't. But it's it's what it is down here.
It's so funny. Because everything that's in the will just goes to my older brother because he's the most responsible of all of us because he just is.
Is he expected to distribute it?
Hold on, Rob. I have to ask this question. When did you be? When and how did you become aware of the will? Was it was the subject broached by your father?
Oh, I helped them put it together.
Okay. I remember that. All
right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had to put their estate in trust and everything. And I said, I don't want to fight with anybody because that's what happens if it goes to me, because my dad was going to give me the as trustee.
Executorship?
Yes, executorship. And I said, oh, no. I said, I love you, Dad. I don't want anything from you or Mom. God bless you. Give it to Jose.
Notice he chose the sibling he has the better relationship
with. Of course.
No, because my brother is surgical. He's not emotional. He's an anesthesiologist.
Okay, that's one reason. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
He's the middle child, and he loves this responsibility.
And
I don't want that.
Is there any and on this, though? Let's be honest.
No, he will be practical. He'll make sure that all the taxes are paid off, everything is cleared, if there are any debts.
And
need another job.
Tatiana, what would it be if she was the trustee?
Mike, you're evil.
Just out of curiosity.
If my sister was the trustee, she'd probably look at the dollars before what was actually needed to leave. She's a spender.
If your sister was the trustee, would she be investigated for murder?
No, she's the spender of the family.
Yeah.
I love my sister, but she's the spender. And
the poison was the only thing keeping them alive.
My brother's the saver.
Okay.
Well, I think that, looking at that, you're an honest guy. That's a very nice. Yeah. I mean, you're honest in certain things.
What things am I dishonest about?
What's that?
What am I dishonest about?
I don't know whether it's dishonesty or.
If you're going to say that, then you got to give me some examples.
Well, I don't want to have a thing here on the show.
Well, you can't just throw that out on, willy nilly.
Well, I mean, it's not dishonesty per se, but it's like, for example, I'll be in my seat by 8:30. It's not. Rob was talking.
Reliability and punctuality is different than honesty.
Than dishonesty.
And
I agree.
Okay. Yes.
And you're sitting there with your old man where you could easily have become the trustee. And I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, because this was all going to be a compliment. Where, Mrs. O'Mara, why are you coming into the studio?
Getting a DC.
Oh, getting a DC. Diet Coke.
Oh.
Go kill him. New client today, right?
Yeah.
All right. Wash away. anywho, you're sitting there and you would have the opportunity to, say, it'll be mine. It'll all be mine. And if they doled out that cash in terms of need, would you not be at the top of the list? Right?
No. I don't have kids. I don't have tuition.
No, but I'm talking about the disposable. Like fortune.
I have the most disposable income of all my family members, I imagine.
You do?
Yes.
When did that happen?
Because I don't have kids and I have 20 jobs and I don't really live an opulent lifestyle.
Oh, so you're looking down the road too.
Are you making more than your doctor siblings?
Collectively? I'm not, as a household, no. But personally, when you run a multimedia company, you do pretty well.
Really?
Yes.
Can you text it to me?
It's none of your business, frankly. But God bless you.
Well, technically, I am a silent partner in the business. So
Do you know how this show can survive without me getting compensated for months at a time?
Well, it can't survive much longer without me getting compensated. I'll give you that.
I understand that, but that's how that happens when you're compensated elsewhere.
Well, I know you're compensated elsewhere. Yes. I like to remind you constantly that you can handle that because you have another job.
Yeah, but I don't have to.
Well, I know, but I don't have another job.
Yes, but you could get one if you wanted to.
I don't have another job. What?
You could get one if you wanted.
What, Walmart? What am I going to do besides
this? No, you could get a 4-hour radio gig anywhere in the world.
I don't believe I can. I had an agent. Do you know how long that took for me to do that? One year. 1 year from the time I got laid off from CBS or whatever they were at the particular time to the time I picked up with Cumulus, who a year later did the same goddamn thing to me. And by the way, meanwhile, radio with salaries and stuff like that. You know what? I believe that there was damage done in your boy's career here, associated with perhaps not the greatest employee profile, All right? That's what I dealt with, and I didn't burden you with the conversations I had with my last agent, and I haven't had an agent since. So this is all I got.
What are you burdening me with? I would have loved to hear the insights none of your business. On radio. Yeah, well, because I never asked.
No, it's none of your business, because I just told you it's none of your business.
Oh, no, I told you it's none of your business. I said that.
Well, yeah, but then I told you it's none of your business.
So it's a tie.
But
I didn't ask you.
You just asked me on the show.
No, I would have been fascinated to hear about it.
Exactly, and I said
ask you for it.
You just did.
No, I said I would have been fascinated. I didn't say I wish you would have told me.
Yeah, well, you were that to me was a form of asking.
No.
And I also wanted to counter with it's none of your business.
Mike, I told you 2 years ago, and you went apoplectic, that I didn't have to do this job for a living. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, on the air, and you went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you don't need this job? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. I love doing this job. This is why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you don't remember that.
What are you saying I don't remember?
That...
I remember everything you said. I remember everything you said.
Yes.
I didn't know that you were... You cry poor mouth more than anybody on this show. You talk about going up to your lavish estate in California because you can't afford it, and your lavish estate...
No,
in,
I don't... In I never said I couldn't afford not, it.
Rob, help me out just no, a little you know bit what? Here. I'm going to get eviscerated by a rewrite of history.
I don't say that.
I don't think he cries poor mouth.
No, it's expensive to fly out there.
I think what he does is he reminds us of sacrifices.
You could fly private.
No, I could. No, I'm saying my point is I fly out there because you have to do that with your family. You could do other things, but in this family, my family, you have to be with your family, which I don't mind in the long run. It's still a pain in the ass. I guess you're misreading the what that is, what that's all about. Like, that really is, at the end of the day,
all right, let's tell the real truth here.
Yes.
How often do I ask you off air in any way about your finances? How often have I even inquired as to what you make ever other than our business relationship?
You've never asked.
There's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Let's make it really clear. When he's talking about me going apoplectic, let's just, for the record,
you did
say
that
I
one
have,
episode you did.
No, but
you
I'm
did.
Saying you're painting me in a bad light, and I don't like that.
But
I
2 years
make sure.
ago, that's what happened, and I had to explain to you
no,
that.
No, but I mean, I don't like
great.
Being. Nobody likes being painted in a bad light. And when I'm talking about honesty here, you have referred to how spectacular your brother's place in Cape Cod is and your sister's place in
Correct.
Beverly Hills, and you make it, and you talk about your postage stamp size house. Would I be wrong if I said to you that throughout your entire narrative on this show, you have explained that you are the less wealthy younger brother? Would
Correct.
That be incorrect?
And that is true. I am the less wealthy younger brother, and that's still the case.
You just said that you're compensated as much as they are.
I don't have the expenses they have.
I understand that, but now I'm
confused.
Which
gives me free cash flow, which means you don't need the money if you don't have kids to send to college.
Okay.
You don't need the money if you don't have two houses. You don't need the money if you don't have X, Y, and Z. Like,
so you're looking more at the big picture and
weighing the future as well. I'm just confused what
the
point is
here.
I don't know what, because I was saying.
The point is,
you were sitting there as this started when you slipped a little bit and started swinging around saying, I'm as compensated because I'm the CEO of a major corporation, a media company, and I'm doing, and that's why I don't have any need to do the Mike O'Mara show. And
which I said 2 years ago openly.
Yeah, but I do. You know, and I've
Oscar.
But
I'm not talking about you. You're talking about me.
I'm talking about you, but I mean, you brought up the apoplectic thing. You brought that up, and I'm saying
that's what happened.
I'm saying, well, you've done things before that I bring up. It doesn't paint me in a good light, or it doesn't paint you in a good light.
Mike, I'm saying, I was highlighting to you that we've had the same conversation, and then you got mad at me because for some reason, And I'm not.
I got mad at you, if we can go on the record.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For saying, I don't need this, which translated at the time in my mind to,
yes,
I don't give a shit. That's what I was concerned about. We have since had multiple discussions where, quite honestly, you are more of an advocate for me continuing to slay the dragon here than I am.
Because I'm not a quitter.
Because, I'm not a quitter either, but I think I'm a reinventor sometimes, and I don't want to reinvent. I like doing this the way I like doing it. But, you know, that's why I went apoplectic, because that's what I was hearing, you know?
Yeah,
I will give you, and by the way, since that time, that kind of whole, I have to be honest, that kind of hangs over my head a little bit, that at a moment's notice, F you, see you later. That's not a good way to work. You know, usually you want to work with people that have more invested in it. You know what I mean? And so just loving doing it, I hope that what you tell me off air, that we are working hard to change everything and that we are going to be doing well and it is going to be worth your while,
yeah,
is
correct.
True. You said that to me. I hope it's true.
But my actions speak louder than words.
Sometimes sometimes it will be frustrating with you, you know.
10 months.
Yeah, but I mean, I know, but 10 months.
Who works for free for 10 months if they don't believe it?
Please don't say that again. Please.
But your question.
If you talk, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what Oscar likes to do with me. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth. He talks to me about being here, taping every show, never taking a moment off, and coming in here because it's important for the brand.
Yes.
While at the same time coming on the show
for you
and saying I am not compensated, that urinates like a friggin' dog all over my brand. Okay. And I really ask you publicly now, I would really love it if you would not say that again.
Then
stop
questioning my motivation. Or if I have dedication to the show, because my actions have spoken louder than words.
How did I question your A, motivation, or B, dedication?
You just said it really bothers me that you could just leave at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
If at this point, 10 months in, anyone else would have left a long time ago. So you should wipe that from your mind that I'm ever going to leave if I haven't left by now.
Yeah, but I hate hearing that. You know that, right? You know how much
I get that.
How much that makes me makes me sick to my stomach.
How do you think it makes me feel when you're like, I still wonder if you're like going to leave any moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Point well taken. That is the best point you've made during this entire discussion. But it really, your lack of, doing it is, you know, it sucks. And I guess we're going. Are we going to put this up? Are we going to go public with this? Are we going to let the listeners hear this? Because I think it's a little overdue.
I don't think it's a terrible. It's great. This is compelling radio,
folks.
That's why
You're listening to three people.
The new platform
that aren't getting compensated.
My hand.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to three people because we are hanging on, trying to rebuild this.
Yeah.
And it has been the most difficult time of doing this show in this incarnation.
And
I have had, let me just finish.
You know.
I have had moments where I've talked to Oscar and I've said, you know, is this worth it? Oscar is the cheerleader for me. He is the one that talks me off the ledge and tells me we're going to do this. We're going to turn this around. And Oscar, if you want to know, and this is the truth also, I'll give you this credit, is a true believer because Oscar has gone the longest because he's got the other gig and this show tapes from where that gig is. So he works from his other office and he has gone the longest in this situation. Then it became Rob and me and that's where we are right now. We never talked to Rob about it. But the fact is that it's been a slog. And it's been a difficult slog.
We've gone through the hardest part,
and
like we have,
and
and we're not alone. Every other podcast in America that's independent has gone through this, and most have shuttered that couldn't handle it. We will be there. We continue to be here. We will continue to build. That's why I'm so pumped for this new platform to get launched, because it's really
everything he's saying
reinvent.
To you right now is what he said to me off air, folks. Mm-hmm. So you know that.
Yes.
It is difficult for we have been through bad times before. We've recreated, you know, ways to monetize this podcast. And this dovetails very, very nicely into something I wanted to say today, because it's not that. And by the way, if you're going to get online and say, Mike, when I see you driving in this car, or I see you sitting there in a hot tub, or you doing, I have worked 40 goddamn years in this business. I am now supporting my, why are you laughing?
I'm just saying.
Maybe because you have a gig.
No, none of us, none of us ever said we're poor.
No, but I am saying.
And none of us are poor.
But no, listen, this speaks to the whole thing. If we're really doing this.
You just said you spent time in your hot tub. That, poor people don't have hot tubs. Right?
Rob, help me out. He's missing it. Maybe it's a language thing. I don't know what's going on.
No, I don't
he's
think it's
f-ing
language
me,
thing.
And I don't want to be f-ed.
No, Oscar, he's. What he's saying is that there is a history that predates this that allows him where he is at now. He's had an entire career leading up to it. And I think that's one of the things that's hardest to deal with, is that we are going through this, the hardest time in any of our careers, after we have so much career behind us. It should be
an upward. That's the point. And I am living.
It should be an upward. Without, you know.
I am living without income for the first time in my career. And what I'm saying is, when I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about, and it's funny to you, dude. And that's, if I had a gig that, you know, was paying me a lot of money, I maybe wouldn't be as serious about it as I am right now.
I'm not laughing. I don't understand the point you're trying to make right now, because no one's questioning your life.
Oscar, you are so, so wrong about that. If you read the myriad of comments that are made about me when I'm pitching and shilling for this show, it's tough for us to support a show when I see this guy doing this and this and this. I've gotten it my entire career. I've gotten it especially when I've done this podcast. That is the point.
Okay.
That before you interrupted by saying, "Hey, you're in your hot tub. Nobody has a hot tub." You were diving right into that narrative. You feed that narrative more than anybody on the show.
But Mike, I guess this is what I don't understand. But my entire career, you have had a level of success, even before we started working together, that was admirable and very public. It just was. And when I see what you're talking about online, I see the same things I used to see on radio message boards when you were on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That will never change.
Yeah. But ever. I can address it because it's,
of course.
Because it pisses me off.
Of course. But I'm saying, but that.
But also people thinking about what I have done in my life, and putting it in the context of supporting a show where there are multiple people involved, it's difficult. Now, so if you're thinking about, you know, supporting this show, and I was going to mention the people that are really stepping up and doing it,
right.
That's what I was
them.
Doing. It.
The Patron Society.
But what I get from people is that negativity, because people think in terms, they don't think in terms of an operation, they think in terms of an individual, especially an individual that's been on the radio most of his life. And that's the point I was trying to make. And then when you say something about the hot tub, which is exactly feeding in to that narrative,
I get it, because
the baby DJs that I used to work next to, some of you were obsessed
with the
monetary success.
I still am.
Obsessed in a very, very weird way.
I didn't think
it was healthy. Yeah, I didn't think it was healthy. You know, there were, and it was just, it was what it was. It was what it was. And I'm telling you that the world now is dramatically different. I love what I do. We work very hard to put this show for you on every day. But that doesn't roll off, and you probably have trouble getting your head around that because it probably has never happened to you. It's happened to me for a very long period of time, and it's a small group of people, but it gets under my skin, and I don't mind telling anybody that it gets under my skin, and that's why when you were chuckling, that's what got to me.
Well, okay, so look, I'm chuckling because the day people stop hating on you or me or Rob is the day I know we're not relevant anymore.
I get it.
Yeah.
But it's still, as I said, there's so much that's said and written that I have absolutely no idea about because I don't do deep dives on it. But then there are people that are closer to the inner circle of people that support this show. And when you get on and say, kind of tough to donate, you know, F you with that because, yeah, we do need you to support the show in any way you can. Number one, get yourself a bonus show subscription. We do
yes.
that. Because there's so many more people doing this right now, and I have to be – it's been very liberating for me to talk about this. But to be honest with you, you know, I've supported every endeavor that you have pursued, and I think that you are supporting me now by – you know, not only just doing the work that is done that you do, but also by telling me, hang in there and get it up. I hope you're right. I say that to you all the time. I say I hope because that is an area that I do not run. I told my wife as early as this morning, I said, I run one thing. I run this show.
Yes, correct. I think the full takeaway is this. There is a big difference between a heritage show that, you know, has been on for 30 years, 14 years as a podcast, and then what is this past year, an advertiser nuclear winter that hit every sector and is a recalibration of every aspect of this business. And as a business that was driven on advertising at that point, and, you know, is bouncing back with our annuals that have come back from the agencies as a trusted entity, like, yeah, that was a hard hit. And there are many, I mean, this is the life I live in. This is the business we're in right now. You know, luckily for us, the majority of our clients are all mostly nonprofits. They have...
He's talking about Podville.
Yeah, they're influencers within their own right. This is a brand extensions of a broader campaign. I get that. But if you are a for-profit podcast, and you were trying to push, and you had an operation, like, and that had, it was capital intensive, and it was built around advertising and numbers, like, it hasn't been easy for anybody. And this conversation, I mean, is being had in places like The Daily. That's the New York Times.
Oh,
and we don't have New York Times
talking
resources.
About newsrooms at
yeah, we have TMOS resources.
Yeah.
And we're doing the best we can with what we have. And Mike's right, and you know, and for Rob and for myself, none of us have to do this. We do this because we love this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has Mike tried to quit four or five times? Yeah, but we talked him off the ledge. We're good.
No, it's something that. One thing I committed to is the fact that this will be a viable entity again.
Yes.
If that, you know, and there's a shelf life with that too. And we've had that discussion.
Well,
and
it's
so, you know,
your mortality.
It's, you know. What's that?
It's your mortality. That's a shelf life.
Yeah. Well, look, let's be honest. If you're looking at a 20-year plan here, you know.
Well, after
my
the
name,
weight
my
loss,
last name is
we're
not
good to
Biden.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
But
sorry.
I work around. I've been semi-retired in my mind for a very, very long time. And I truly believe that this improves my quality of life, believe it or not. With all the crap coming in here and doing, even today, even when we talk about difficult subjects.
It wasn't even a fight. It was
coming.
Fun.
No, it's not a fight. It's a discussion. I really hope that everybody understands where we're coming from here. Because
we've had fight. This is not a fight. It's
not
a true discussion.
No. Yes. Everything's the truth. It did surprise me when we were talking about the, you know, your finances. And I think the jealousy for that will be yet to come. We'll have to wait.
It has to gel. When you finally realize what Diamond Jim is up to over there, I'd say ask Mike about it on Friday.
When the Money Man, that's his new name. The buddy. Look at him.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Hey, it's the Money Man, Oscar Santana.
It's the Money Man. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Peace and on time.
But I don't think,
when I told my sister our monthly expenses for what we have to pay, and this is over the break. Because she was
your personal nut.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was so, she had like, she, because we're, you know, we're brothers and sisters. So we like discuss X, Y, and Z. And she looked at me and she said, "That's it."
Do me a favor. Cause I'm not, none of my business and stuff. So I don't need to know what your compensation is. I really don't. And I know you would be uncomfortable sharing that with me, but you won't be uncomfortable, I hope, sharing with me your monthly nut and what the expenses are. So I like to compare them to mine if possible.
I will not. That's,
you're not going to do that.
No, that's not, I can tell you though, we don't do a lot. We work. And we deal with work and that's all we do.
You have a mortgage.
Yeah, but my mortgage is.
You have utilities. You
know, it's manageable.
You have car payments.
Cars are paid off.
Your cars are paid off.
Yes, I mentioned that a long time ago. Yes.
Wow.
On there.
So just
Mike,
the mortgage.
I have an estimate for his monthly expenses, and I believe it.
$1 million.
I'm pretty sure that it's that or less.
Now. The other side is that we're building Podville, so there are expenses.
You've
there.
Referenced that you put a lot of your own money into that.
Yeah, and I'm happy to do so because this is the future.
Yeah. And let's be honest too. I'll be full disclosure. You've said I need to put some of my money in to this enterprise, and you know, that's been very difficult for me. It has, because I, first of all, you know, it's just a question of living, you know.
And that's Mike, time is money.
Those golf clubs aren't going to pay for themselves.
And we get your time every day.
Valuable time.
Mike, you can't put a price on it.
Right.
The expense side also comes from at a young age, having to learn, and I'm not ashamed by this. I think at age 27, I went to credit counselors, had to rebuild my credit.
I didn't know that.
And that really... Because that's how I got through radio. When radio was paying us $25,000 a year, I just left off credit cards.
We're running so much. Let's take a quick break, come back, and we'll continue this, and then we'll do the roundtable later.
You got to rebuild.
Get to it. My God. Where's the time gone? We're going to talk about one of our valuable advertisers. And I mean valuable. We'd like to give them all a big, big, wet kiss. And I'm going to do that right now, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the For Mike O'Mara Show. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Naked Wines, the subscription service that links you directly to the world's best independent winemakers. Enjoy a box of top quality wines at a fraction of the store price. I love these wines. I am actually donating these wines to a home-based charity, which is a charity that supports veterans down here in Southwest Florida and around the country. You can get up to 60% off by connecting winemakers to wine enthusiasts like you. I love these wines. I drank them during the holidays, and they were all... I got a case of wine. There wasn't a clinker in the case. And I just turned it over to my friends at Naked Wines. It was great. They cut out the middleman. They let you savor exclusive award-winning wines without breaking the bank. I love that you can answer a few questions when you order, and they will instantly match you with a perfect pour for your taste. The cabs I got were extraordinary, and the on the off chance you don't like a bottle, they'll give you a credit so you can find one you love. Naked
Mike,
Wines.
I think one thing that's really cool, you don't have to be a snobby wine person to use this service. Because that survey that they give you at the beginning of it, you say what you like, and they match it for you. So if you just like to have a glass of wine, it's great, yeah.
Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles.
TMOS.
Cheers. TMOS. All right. So,
at 27, mm-hmm. went to credit counselors. Mm-hmm. Had to, this is roughly after that blockbuster deal that Chad and I got for $24,000 a year to be on WHFS.
Now, was that each or did you share that? $24,000.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And wow. I don't know. It's just that you're on the radio, so they completely burn you. But we were in top 10 market, and we were doing nights. And then they took us to Baltimore.
In my
Baltimore,
humble opinion,
yes.
Totally exploited.
Correct.
You
of course.
And your partners
but
love
But it's not
for
shocking. It's big
doing.
Business. Yeah. It's what big business does, unfortunately. You don't have to do it that way. But
And I'll give my partner, my old radio partner, credit. He had been in the business a lot longer than I had been, and he had been through multiple managements. And, you guys had too, but it was just if you have talent, and it doesn't matter whether it's TV talent, until you are a smash hit, ladies and gentlemen, they will bleed you dry. That's just the way it works.
Yeah. Ring out the sponge.
But it's also our choice to be in this industry, right?
Yes.
We can choose to leave it or decide to stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember applying. It was, Credit Counselors of America, I think it was called.
Oh, they're very good.
I'd like to take my Best Buy card and my Gateway card. Remember those computers
Retail
and all these
cards.
Other cards and put it all in one place. And what do I have to do? They said, okay, for the next 6 years, your credit is going to be garbage, but we'll consolidate this and then this will be that. And I remember rebuilding and going from what was a 600 credit score, almost 599, just sad. Sod.
It's very sod.
And to today, when I see my score at like 830, 820 on a regular basis, it scared me straight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just scared me
That's
straight.
Amazing, like,
once,
amazing.
Once you
score.
Rebuild, you rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it dumb to pay off a Volvo at 2% financing? Yes. Dumb. But that mentality of like, I don't want debt. That's the stuff that that probably has allowed me to be where I am today, where I'm like,
right. And I have Diana Ross credit.
Really? Side down.
We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back after this. Just playing catch up here, folks. We will come back with more.
But when you rebuild, it is you learn a thing or two about a rent thing or two.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more of this
fascinating
show.
I love when you sing.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you all about mine, too. Yeah. Thanks, American Express. Might be declined. Important TMOS news. The TMOS store is under new management. And listen, pal, this broad is wild.
She's wild.
This broad is wild. There's tons of social interaction, fast shipping, online thank yous, sexy dog pics. It's a new era. If you haven't ordered anything yet, good news. You didn't miss out. New hats on the way. Already done, and we're getting them in. So let me ask you, do you love hats? The Italians have a phrase for that. That's amore. Hats amore. Sorry. Here's our new catchy musical jingle. When your head likes to wear the name Mike O'Mara, that's amore.
That's amore.
Yes, hats are coming so soon, so grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support, and remember our motto, Rob.
Oh, if you don't buy it, we ain't gonna sell it. I don't know about that.
You
said
it in
there
because it might not make it into the
It's
show.
So true.
yeah, so I hope, Oscar, you understand, because sometimes we come in and we do this and we don't know Whether we should be doing this on the air or not. I feel comfortable doing it.
I think we kind of have in past. This is just the first way that we've like wrapped it all up in a little bow.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. And we're doing everything we can to make sure that the future of not just this show, but, you know, frankly, all our dogs are insured. Mortality is funny.
Mortality. I always forget that.
Yes.
I always chug along like tomorrow is my 47th birthday. You
know? I used to tell Shannon,
if we get
10 more years out of Mike before he has a heart attack, then that'll be the greatest run of runs.
Right.
Since your weight loss, 20 easy.
Right.
Yeah, but we're still going to start banking shows in 9 years, just in case.
And hey, there's always AI too.
That's true.
My hope is, and this is, I haven't talked to the guys about this. I hope we can, like, as long as we're enjoying ourselves and having fun and being able to impact lives and just. I think bring a level of craft, trade craft and talent to the space that most just don't have. Like we don't have the luxury of being on TV on a regular basis and then bringing that that audience with us. We had a
and we wouldn't have been able to do this without having the syndication that I had
correct.
Back on the
that's
show. We have a little leg up to get ahead
well,
of the
Well, that's
podcast
called
the
first mover advantage, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that first mover advantage, that only lasts for so long.
Yeah, I'm amazed that it's chugged along as long as it has. And there have been obstacles in the past, like there are now.
Yeah.
It's never been this difficult. It has never been financially this difficult. And what I was going to lead to, and I don't know whether Carla texted me names. Carla is keeping track of the one-time donations that we get.
Oh, the generous folks,
from Debbie M., Gretchen L., David S., Lawton G., Chris W., Greg R., Thomas N., T.J. W., Richard S.
Love
it. Just her little thing. He said, we've been doing this a long time, and everybody, and I'm talking Rob, Oscar, Mike, we get a little set in our ways, and we forget that there are people out there that need to be, they don't need to be acknowledged. They've done it, some of them, for a long time without being acknowledged. But we're changing that, and that's where having a new set of eyes on things is really important to let people know every little bit helps, guys, for us to keep on chugging while we get through what we're getting through. Oscar is working.
Yeah, but I don't just want to get through this. Mm-hmm. The goal is to continue growing.
Right? Come out better on the other side.
I won't talk about it now, but you know the way I want to grow this show, which is something that will require a capital investment in this show that's down the road that I think people are going to like a lot. So, we both have that same mindset where just existing is not going to do it. Right now, toughest time it's ever been in this incarnation. I've had tougher times in the broadcast business. It's nature of the
business.
You've
had tougher divorces.
I've had tougher divorces. That might be why your credit score is better than mine at this particular time. Because
not a competition. If it was...
Oh, everything. Let me tell you about me.
You have scoreboard
ABCs.
In life.
The ABCs of me are everything. I compete with you. I compete with Rob. I compete with Mike McIntosh.
ABC,
everybody.
Always be competing.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So we try, and we will continue to try. But that is an absolutely wonderful score that you have there. And, I think that's something to be – that you don't get that just by paying off things. You get that by building it and having a track record for a long time.
Yes.
They like that. Yes. That's a good thing. And not taking on a lot of debt. That's
and also, he bribes people a lot.
I should be clear to anybody that does, whether it's what we worked with Chime or anybody else, like there are mechanisms to help you rebuild your credit.
Not there yet. That's right. There are people that can help you out there.
I wasn't talking to you, Mike.
I thought you were.
I was talking to people out there.
Mike, he's not mad at you. He's mad at the dirt.
I'm not mad at anybody.
You think we worked together long enough where he wouldn't realize that everything comes out of his mouth when these microphones are open, all of it concerns me. Everything is about me.
Yeah.
You can't
and
do
competition.
This show.
That's right.
You can't do this show without the way you can't do it in my role without doing that. You got to always think in those terms. So,
this is the way I would love you to reframe that at least when it comes to me. If it's great for me, it's great for you.
We will no can do.
No, you can't ask him to do that.
Yeah. Just send me your financials. We'll talk.
Didn't the marriage counselor say that in Marriage Number Two?
You remember the number. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. It wasn't great for anybody.
Yeah. All right. We'll wrap this up now. And then when we come back, I do want to talk about one thing. And this is concerning money again. A Mac reveal that I have wanted as soon as Rob said it to me. Well, Mac brought it up that you were going to give us a Mac reveal. We'll do that when we come back because I'd like to find out about him. Guy that's, never really broken his back a day in his life. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't reinvent yourself. Just rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, and all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You can feel like a hydrated new you, ready to take on 2024. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I think yesterday, I probably knocked out 6 sticks of Liquid IV.
Stay hydrated, baby. Yeah. Stay hydrated.
That, it used to be when you did a 6-pack, it wasn't Liquid IV.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, you got these flavors that are all sugar-free. I'll try to get through this when you do that. Try white peach, green grape, or my favorite lemon lime that I'm drinking right now. I love them all. You will too. Make it a Liquid IV year and be the best that you can be. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for bearing with us and listening to all
Susie
of this.
Susie Orman's Financial Corner.
That's
can I be Barbara Corcoran?
No, that's
real estate.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, but she offers financial advice as well, and she's boxed.
You know, let me wrap this up before we get to Mac with my theory on finances.
Yeah.
I think finances are an illusion. I think that money is an illusion. I think you should do 2 things. When you hear somebody talking about how bad they have it, don't necessarily think that's 100% true. And that goes down to the very bottom of society with people that are standing on street corners. And when you hear about people talking about how spectacular their life is, you got a lot of them online nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They're called influencers. And they're talking about this money and that money and what they have and how powerful they are. Don't necessarily believe that either. Everything is somewhere
clear.
In the middle.
My life is not spectacular. I just don't have that many expenses.
No, I wasn't talking about you. It's not always about you.
See,
Oscar.
I was just making it about me. I'm so sorry.
That's not what we do here. Oscar,
when you mentioned Shark Tank, I thought about that. You have for years and years, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has made a career of it, of creating the atmosphere of great success and wealth. And it's not always what it seems. You know,
it's easy to say. Yes. Yeah.
All right. What is the reveal for Mac before we get Rob in here?
Okay, so we all, if you're just a quick primer for everybody in the audience, Macintosh, we've known for roughly 15 years in and out of our orbit, and now works for Podville within an associate producer / IT support.
Well, it's work release.
Yeah, work, something like that. We're still trying to noodle that, but he's doing a great job. And And as a proxy, what's good for, as I told Mike, what's good for me is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to slide in and work on the show prior to the rest of the workday starting.
Right.
We start the
That's
show.
That's the trade-off.
8:30.
Came to me a long time ago. It's like Matt gets to work on the show. Mike continues to pay rent. That's it. You know, so, that's the way it works.
That the rent stays the same, Mike.
The rent stays the same as a before.
Yeah, it wasn't your best deal, but not your worst.
And we also found out that the reason, you know, one of the primary reasons Mac has never really worked hard in his life is because he's...
Hold up.
Oh, he's a trust fund child, and his grandfather left a bonanza
started
of dollars.
And sold two major tech companies.
One last name Soft, right?
Yeah.
So who knows? Owns the NBA team. And
maybe.
Then the other day before the show started, he was talking about his uncle, and I was like, "Oh my God, if your uncle isn't Steve Jobs or Jeffrey Epstein, I don't want to hear about this." And he said, "No, my uncle is actually a man of the cloth."
Yes.
And I said, "What?"
And I said, "What kind?" And he said, "My uncle is a Franciscan monk."
Wow. I got a childhood friend who's a monk as well. Is he did he take the vow of silence?
Yep.
Not silence.
Took a poverty
celibacy.
Celibacy.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, a lot of people don't know that before two shows a week, Mac also takes the vow of silence.
That's it. That's pretty. Do you have regular contact with your with your religious?
Yeah, he comes to visit. So he started as a Franciscan monk about 20 years ago.
That was the good time to get in.
Does he wear the Monty Python suit when he comes to visit?
He used to.
Okay.
What does he wear under it?
Stop.
No,
don't.
Come on.
Don't. Why do you
because
have
to? Because it's a vow of poverty. I'm curious.
You have to squeeze your joke in every time. That's
no,
your
I was
greedy.
Genuinely
you're
curious.
You're greedy, greedy, greedy.
Yes, I am.
I can say something funnier than Mike, and then we'll put it on a promo. Anyway, let's.
So, like, at the beginning of his mission, he went to Bolivia. He spent a lot of time in Bolivia helping the disenfranchised.
And what's wacky about this, what is his current area of expertise in the monk, what do you call it, the monkhood?
Monkiverse,
yes.
Yes,
yeah.
the monkeyverse.
Yes, so after he spent some time in Bolivia and I believe Peru,
correct.
They brought him back to the States, and he's basically been the IT guy for the Franciscan monks.
So it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Computer, a lot of my he's got uncles. A great set of skills.
So funny to me.
Yeah,
it's a
bunch of ones and zeros in the Macintosh family.
Yeah, exactly. He, like, runs their like website and stuff, and I think some of their social media. It's just
amazing.
Does he have like an OnlyFans or anything? Or
no, stop it! Come on.
One thing I know about monasteries is that there's usually a product involved in a monastery, and if there's an IT component, is there anything that they produce that they exist on that they sell to the public?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, my friend Paul was bread. They bake amazing bread, and that's one of
I've
the ways they sustain the monastery.
I've actually seen fruitcakes and produce. They sell flowers. They sell things.
Because they don't, they don't just get the donations. That's the
monastery sold prayers.
They might do that too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Prayer cards or something like that.
I've not heard of any sales. I mean, I know he worked.
I heard it was cars.
No,
he did not sell used cards. Franciscan monks.
It was playing cards. All the patron saints are on the cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool though? Can you imagine that if you had a real car dealership run by monks?
The problem is the stained glass windshield.
Yeah.
No,
but
I mean,
liability.
He mainly works on their online presence.
Yeah.
And how many other monks are with him?
I don't know that.
How long do you think it takes for them to download Call of Duty?
I mean, with their the cheapest option of internet speed, it's got to take
so glad
forever.
Michael didn't call you last night, because you would have immediately said, "Are you hardwired?" And then he would come running into the living room and go,
Dad!
Seriously, I swear to God. Mac, do you visit at the monastery ever?
No, I've never gone to visit him. He comes to this area a lot because a few uncles and my grandparents lived here.
And where is the, if you don't mind me asking, where is the monastery located?
Right now he's in New Jersey.
Oh, so he's a missionary monk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He travels goes around.
Like, he did like a food kitchen. Is he
he's a Franciscan?
Franciscan monk.
That's
yes.
Actually the biggest sect of people that do that, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
Have you ever in your life called him your monkle?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But that, you might want to start. I should start. I'm going to start.
Does he still feel guilty about bringing disease to the indigenous peoples of Central and South America?
I think that's why they're paying it back. They're going down with, you know.
I don't know.
Mike, it's what made him join up.
This is a stupid show. All over the place today. I swear to God, I feel like I should take a shower, and I already took one. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the flip side right here with Mr. Rob Spiewak. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show to the World. Hey, if you want to finally lose that weight, I've lost over 70. I'm excited to show. I was flat today, though, man.
That's all right. Expected. That's not a game.
You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. But I was really, really. I had that one protein bar right at bedtime. Wrong, Mikey. I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Take the quiz and see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy fills it. Your weight loss medication shipped directly to your home. If you're sick of waiting for your meds because of low or out-of-stock situations, DermGlow will connect you with a doctor that is fully supplied, so no more waiting. Boom, bam. It's changed my life. I've lost so much weight, I'm down to 2 belt loops. I have
Well, technically, with our belt sponsor,
yes,
we all have had to do this.
Yeah.
You cut a piece of the belt off.
I really should do it for all of them, but I'm as needed. So 3 of the 5 have been cut. Probably don't feel the same way as I do, Oscar. When I cut those belts, I feel like you can't. There's no going back now. That's the way it is.
So true.
All right. Anyway, DermGlowSkin.com. Check them out. Yes. And let's play the thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Do the thing. Roll over. The flip side. Dating is different now. Because I think there's a lot of pressure to sometimes share the magical moments online. And sometimes they come back and bite you on the ass. This guy posted a secret video, so-called, about a date that didn't go so well. I think this is fake all the way. Mike, I want your thoughts on it. But he met this girl on Tinder, and they went out, and it didn't go all that well, and he split the check with her. The guy did not pick up the check and secretly taped her. What say you?
Well, what'd you say?
Why are we splitting the bill?
Well, I mean, it's our first date, so I thought we should maybe go half.
I can't believe you made us split the bill.
I mean, you ordered an appetizer that I didn't even touch. Why do you think that I should pay for it?
Okay, but you asked me out.
I know, but you ordered something that I didn't.
You asked me out.
All right. I'll just take you home and... All right, see ya. Hello? See ya.
Bye.
All right. Okay.
But wait, there's a second part real quick.
Okay.
He got, of course, absolutely slaughtered on air by half of the people. Not on air, online. Slaughtered and unslaughtered and praised by another half of people because they believed him. But he did what TikTok loves, a part 2 video. And this is where I start thinking, this is not so true.
Are you going to play it?
He had this to say.
Okay.
What I don't understand is... You asked for the date, so you pay. It's not like I'm forcing anybody.
This guy's a hack. He's a loser.
By the way, Not attractive.
Yeah, and no. By the way, 50-50, true or yeah. not true.
No, but, I think it's absolutely fake. Yeah, this guy.
Because he's so dumb that it's so transparent.
He's clearly never been on a date.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way it goes.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, if it was legit, I agree. I think that you're in a situation here where, come on. Be real. Yeah, the bottom line, you asked her out.
If you asked them out.
That's it.
That's it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a coworker, it's a different story.
And the girl can fake that she wants to pay, yeah. and then you pay, or you pay before anybody else can pay, and you move on with life.
And then there's another level to it, too. If she's like somebody that he is really interested in, he's not going to pull that crap. So if it was legit, which I don't think it is.
Right.
If it was lit, he's doing that because he has no interest in her whatsoever, which makes it even more slimy. There's no win here, in my humble opinion. And the guys that are out there that are going, yeah, way to go, are lonely and bitter, sitting there talking to their right hand every night. That's it. Yeah. That's all there is.
He should have had some of that appetizer. Then he'd feel better about himself.
Yeah, you were the appetizer.
Mike,
I don't know what part of Kazakhstan he's from either, but he's
there was a trace of an accent somewhere.
Okay.
One of my favorite traditions is on Sunday morning to watch CBS Sunday Morning. It's the most relaxing hour of television there is. Mm-hmm. And Charles Osgood, who was the host previous to Jane Pauley, passed away yesterday at age 91, cause of death, dementia. And this is when he announced that he was leaving CBS This Morning, and I just like hearing his voice one last time because he was a great storyteller.
It's been a great run, but after nearly 50 years at CBS, including the last 22 years here at Sunday Morning, the time has come. Between now and my last Sunday Morning, I've got to practice singing that old Weaver song. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. A long time since I've been home, and I've got to be drifting along. I will see you on the radio.
And he never, ever had secret families across America like his predecessor, Charles Kuralt.
Yeah, Charles Osgood was one of the great old journalists that we had. Great reporter before he was the Sunday Morning guy.
You know? Star in D.C. Yep.
Wonderful voice.
It's amazing to me when I'm looking at whether it's Celebrity Jeopardy or how many people either traveled through or originated from the nation's capital. Yeah. Tons of them all the time.
Let's close with this, Mike. Happy National Peanut Butter Day.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Don't do that like I used to.
Yeah, it's good.
Man, yeah, those apples were just in the way when I was pretending to eat apples. It was a peanut butter delivery system. That's what it was.
There's a comic I'd never heard of him until I found this. Moody McCarthy, talking about organic peanut butter. Treat yourself.
Back at the apartment, we have organic peanut butter. If you haven't had organic peanut butter, you can make it.
Crap.
Take your regular peanut butter and pour oil on top of it. And then somehow remove all the flavor. I don't know how to do that, but just give it a...
That's spot on.
Lastly, take a $10 bill and drop that in the garbage right there. Organic peanut butter.
So that's true. How you make organic peanut butter, Mike.
So very, very
The oil
true.
On the top throws me. It's gross.
Gross. Oh,
wow. Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. And listen, support us any way you can. We appreciate that. And just pass along whatever you can to us. And really, number one, we love bonus show subscriptions.
Yes, the best.
And, you know, as Oscar mentioned yesterday, soon to come, we're going to do that. And this is a man that is a believer, a true believer.
Big launch.
And, and I believe in you, too. Just in case you didn't know that. But I learned a lot today. I really learned a lot. And that's good.
You should be happy. You should be happy.
Let's not get nuts. We'll take a powder and see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Meara saying so long. Everybody.
He's the money man. Eddie Money. Peace on earth.
Not that happy.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I meant to say peace in our time.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh. Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.